One way to gauge success at the 66-acre Robert F. Smith Cold Brook Preserve, Wetlands Rewilding in Harwich, is that it seems so, well, natural. No obvious evidence of years of design, engineering, earth-churning, millions of dollars invested to transform a moribund cranberry bog. Scores of bird species flit as hundreds of people walk or roll along handsome trails, deer and coyote tracks everywhere, fish finding their way upstream. A brook courses between four ponds, three fresh, one brackish. Hard to believe that massive equipment recreated that meandering stream, clawing a sinewy channel through old bog, gouging to groundwater, kettle-holing ponds 6 or 7 feet deep. This ecosystem is designed to hold water before it empties into Sakotucket Harbor and Nantucket Sound, to sequester and reduce nitrogen, the same goal as expensive Rube Goldberg big pipe wastewater infrastructure. The idea is that plants and microbes take up nitrogen, says Harwich Conservation Trust President Tom Evans. If Harwich can prove what we believe is the case, every town on the Cape has an opportunity to consider this alternative. Monitoring equipment pokes out of the shallows, gathering evidence. Harwich Conservation Trust purchased Carver Kroll's bog in 2001, intending to keep it active, but couldn't find a farmer, given dire cranberry economics. Mike Locke, the trust's stalwart executive director, played a key role in a visionary attempt to return the landscape to pre-cultivated status. The irony? It took a lot of sophisticated engineering and intervention to fashion a natural habitat that in some ways never existed. The most creative eco role belongs to Harwich native Nick Nelson, who works for a national company called Interfluve. His title is Fluvial Geomorphologist, a mouthful that distills what he does, restore wet habitat or build new ones. I use words like recovery and repair, says Nelson. We can't really get back to what it once was, but we can jumpstart ecosystems. Nelson grew up along Pleasant Bay, went to Harwich High School before moving off Cape. All roots, you might say, for his professional interest. He's back on old stomping grounds, creating one of the first attempts at cranberry bog reinvention in the nation. Interfluve more often removes dams and restores rivers. Locke cobbled together $3 million of funding from the town, state, and feds. But when the project first got digging over a year ago, big equipment churning up the bog, peat exposed to allow buried native seeds to surface, old cedar stumps purposely left strewn about, not everyone was happy. It looked ragged, ripped up, ugly by a conventional landscaper's eye. One woman walking her dog said she felt like she was in Ukraine, a most unfortunate exaggeration. But then organic magic happens, scars healing over with new growth, earth relaxing. And as reported by birders, those overturned stumps create great rest areas for winged travelers. Nelson and Interfluve are also recreating, reinventing, rewilding another site in Harwich, old cranberry bogs on the Coonamesset River in Falmouth, Bass River in Yarmouth, Marston's Mills in Orleans. It's like they're recreating natural footprints across the Cape, step by step.